Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I am joining you, the people of the Kulin Nation. I'd also like to pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which you are joining me, and pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. A massive part of Aboriginal culture is their deep-rooted respect and understanding of the environment. Over time, Aboriginal people developed many systems, techniques, and rules which dictated their relationship with the land. A key aspect of Indigenous sustainability is the ways in which they hunt. They take only the resources that they truly need in order to respect their environment and allow it to replenish itself. Proof of sustainable hunting methods can be observed in sites containing ancient middens, which are scattered along many rivers and coastlines across the Kulin Nation, such as the Boonwurrung Shell Midden located in Phillip Island, and various other nations countrywide. These sites demonstrate early Indigenous sustainability methods, as the shells nourish the soil and also indicated which species to leave to the local fishers in order to allow them to recover. There was also a system in which they would observe which species was dominating the top layer of remains, and subsequently choose a different species to avoid running the population too low. Maintaining the population of wildlife is a principle of sustainability which can be seen in every Aboriginal hunting method. According to a 2013 study co-authored by two researchers from the Stanford Woods Institute, a hunting practice used by the Aboriginal population inhabiting the Western Desert has actually been found to increase population over time rather than decimating it. In this method, fire is used to clear areas of land to improve visibility of game, and the resulting regrowth causes the habitat to flourish and aids the animal population in growing once more. In addition to their efficient and sustainable ways of hunting, the majority of Aboriginal tribes, including certain groups within the Kulin Nation in which we currently reside, lives a nomadic lifestyle. This means that as well as their consciousness of the environment and its needs, once they moved on from a certain place, the land could take care of itself once again. Even non-nomadic tribes such as the Gundjimara people of southwest Victoria, who were permanent residents of the area, had sustainable ways of eel fishing at a site called Budjbim, which further shows that the Aboriginal people were and are fully capable of achieving sustainability without living a nomadic lifestyle whatsoever. In regards to my next and final point, I would like to raise some clear contrast between the sustainability of the Indigenous peoples as opposed to the sustainability utilized in Western culture. It is very apparent that Aboriginal sustainability is born out of long-lived respect and cherishment of our environment and its resources, whereas Western sustainability is mainly focused on profit and maintaining the economy. Margaret Raven, an Indigenous woman, said that, assuming she was a benevolent dictator, she would banish cattle, sheep, and wheat to restore the land, animals, plants, and Aboriginal well-being as a whole. Margaret's view on this offers us some extremely eye-opening insight into Indigenous opinions of sustainability in Australia.